It's the Rafters Podcast, presented by Couch Guy Sports.
All right, it's the Rafters Podcast, episode 7, and the Celtics suck. It's not good to see.
Nah, it's pretty awful. I mean, some of these losses I respect, maybe loss of the Bucks, loss of the Raptors.
I don't respect any losses, personally.
Really? I mean, some of these games have been close. Like the Trailblazers, they didn't lose by that much.
But we lost the game to the Trailblazers. That was a winnable game. We played so bad. I mean, Kyrie had his 31. Obviously, he had 31, 5 rebounds, 3 assists.
He's like, assist department right there.
Yeah, but. I mean, that's a Kyrie game. But the Celtics shot 5 of 28 from 3. It's 18% from 3.
Yikes.
Just disgusting.
They're like the Duke of the NBA.
Yeah, Duke, I mean,
they're just tired. They can't shoot 3-pointers right now, and I don't know who to blame for that.
I mean, they were just jacking up shots. Like Marcus Smart played a great second half where, I mean, he was just all over the floor defensively, and then anytime he touched the ball on offense, he was jacking up a three, like every time.
Yeah, someone's gonna, that's Brad Stevens.
He was just like, I don't know if it's just you're too hype. We've all played games where like you get a nice play, and then all you want to do is like make another one, and you end up blowing it. But every shot just went up. He hit one, and it was like a monumental 3-pointer. Impact on the game.
And at the end of the game, right? He was like one of the guys who got like the last shot. He shot a 3-pointer and it was way off.
Yeah, it was not remotely close.
Yeah, I mean, who else would do? I mean, I'd rather have Kyrie Irving shooting the shot right there.
Yeah, that's I think the vast majority of everyone's
opinion. Anybody, give Gordon Hayward the ball. Anybody but Marcus Smart, who's better at 3-point shots.
I mean, he had a hot couple of games from three, and that's just not his game. I think it's pretty clear by now that's not his game. He's not going to play that game.
No. And do you think it's time to panic? 4 losses in a row right now?
I mean, I just look back and I realize we haven't won a game since I went to the Pistons game.
Oh, you're bad luck, huh?
Yeah, not great. I mean, we won that game. I was there in attendance, so.
Yeah, we did win that game, but since then.
It's been bad. It's been real. I mean, the Bucks is whatever. That's an excusable loss. It's the Bucks. They're the best team in basketball right now.
Yeah.
We lost to the Bulls. They very well could be one of the worst teams. I mean, LaVine and Markkanen are both playing very well. LaVine has the best job in all of basketball right now.
Yeah, why is that?
He goes out. Nobody cares what he does. But if he goes out and drops 40, like he's the hero of the night. It's like, oh, like Zach LaVine's like a top. Is Zach LaVine like a top 15 scorer? And then if he has a bad night and he scores 12 points and shoots 20%, nobody cares because he's on the Bulls and they're tanking.
No one brings them up. No, no.
Nobody cares. He has the best job where it's either he's doing great or nobody cares.
Oh yeah, and people know that because the fan base in Chicago right now knows they're not going anywhere. They're waiting for like a pick. They're waiting for the first pick in the draft. They're waiting for Zion.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like it.
And I mean
everyone's going for Zion though. It's like this year, you don't see like a lot of these years where there's so many somebody like Zion that's such like a primed pick that teams are like competing to tank.
Yeah, and it's sad. I thought the Bulls were gonna just straight up just let us have that win. I thought they were gonna play good for a little bit and then they were gonna be like, oh, you know what, we kind of want Zion, so here you go, Celtics, just have some wide open shots. I thought they were actually gonna tank that game.
But yeah, you really would think. And I feel like every like teams that are tanking like that, I feel like every win could put them in jeopardy, which is
Well, now the new rule is it's the bottom three teams all have the same chance. They all have like a 25% chance of getting that pick.
Yeah.
So I mean, as long as you're in the bottom three, which I think it's safe to say they're gonna get one of the bottom three teams, they're chilling. I don't think they really care right now if they win some games because I don't know how close it is in the standings for them, but I think they got locked up.
I mean, the Bulls are looking. The Bulls are 17-45 right now, which is 2.5 games ahead of the Cavs and 4.5 games ahead of the Knicks.
Oh yeah, so
meanwhile they are not even the worst team in the league because the Suns sit at 12-15, which would put them a solid 5.5 back. So the Bulls need to do some more tanking and less beating the Celtics.
Come on, Bulls. That was they should have just handed that one over. They're trying to. They want a top pick. They should just handed us that game.
Yeah. Right now, I mean, it looks like it's the Suns, the Cavs, and the Suns. Or I mean, I'm sorry, the Suns, the Cavs, and the Knicks, all going for that bottom spot right now. I mean, the Bulls are only two games ahead. Like it feels like we're playing golf right now, just competing for the lowest score. Mm-hmm. But
I mean, I don't mind it. They'll know. I mean, they're bad teams. They have no shot at getting to the playoffs. Might as well tank and get a once in a lifetime player.
Of course.
I don't hate it. I mean, that loss of the Raptors, I wish if they lost by like 2 points, 3 points, I wouldn't have been that upset about it. It was in Toronto. Or was it in Toronto? Yeah, it was in Toronto, right?
Toronto.
Yeah. I mean, if you play one of the best teams in the league at their place and lose by a few points, whatever. You had a good game, but they went out and lost by like 20 plus points. That's garbage. And they looked bad doing it. They looked like they weren't even trying.
Yeah, we were walloped. Yeah. And yeah, you don't want to see it. But I mean, it like this 4-game stretch has made it very clear how the rest of the season's looking, and it's not great. But like, do you right now think the Celtics can get past the second round?
That's tough. I think as of right now, they would play the 76ers. I think they would beat them in a 7-game series. It'd be tough. They might not even make it.
Now
the
Magic are in the playoffs.
What'd you say?
The Magic are in their playoffs right now.
As of right now, I mean that can change. But who would they play as a second round if everything went according? Like if the higher seeds won, they'd probably play the
Celtics.
They probably play Toronto.
Toronto. Celtics are the 5 seed right now. I mean, they're the lower seed.
Yeah. Well, they would play Philly the first round, and then if they win that, if the higher seed won every round besides us, we'd play Toronto.
Yeah. So Toronto, I mean, so us, we're yeah. like the way things are looking, and I mean, I don't know what Indiana's doing right now. They're looking like they just haven't fell off. Mm-hmm. I mean, their last 10 games are 7-3 without Victor Oladipo. So it's starting to look like the Pacers might just be a good team.
I said that from the like when Oladipo went down, I wrote about it. I think they have the grit. They were like the Celtics. They're like what the Celtics had a couple of years ago. They were just a hungry young team that wants to win, and they're proving that they're good. They're a good team without Oladipo right now. That could change over the course of the next month, but we'll see.
Yeah, so I mean, sitting where it is right now, Celtics would be playing the 76ers, the Pacers would be playing the Nets. Toronto would be playing the Pistons, and Milwaukee would be facing off against, of course, the Orlando Magic, making the playoffs for the first time since, 2011, 2012 with Dwight Howard?
Yeah. So, actually, no, I think if we did win our first round, we'd play Milwaukee, right?
No.
No, we'd play the Toronto, and I don't see us winning in Toronto. I don't see us winning a 7-game series if we're on the road in Toronto. I don't see it. Do you think?
We would play either Toronto or Milwaukee. And I don't see a way of us winning either of those.
I can see us winning in Milwaukee in a 7-game series on the road. I just can't see us beating the Raptors on the road.
I don't know if I can see anyone beating the Raptors in a 7-game series right now.
Not even Milwaukee?
So you think we can beat Milwaukee, but we can't beat Toronto, but Milwaukee can beat Toronto?
It's all about matchups. I think Milwaukee does match up well against Toronto. They both have decent big men. They both have scrappy guards. I just don't see us. I think.
So where are we beating Milwaukee? Because we don't have.
We've proven that we can play better against them than Toronto. I mean, we've proven over this year that we've had good games against the Bucks, and I think we can beat them.
Yeah, they just beat us though.
By a couple points.
They're on a 6-game win streak.
They are. I don't give them that. They're on a 6-game win streak.
9-1 in their last 10. I mean, they're cruising right now.
You don't think the Celtics are getting past both these teams in the playoffs?
Yeah.
Really? All right. I mean, it depends. If we can get the 3 seed, that'd be nice too. But I don't think it's either going to change. It's not going to change. We're going to end up playing one of these teams.
Regardless, there's no avoiding it.
And we're going to be on the road unless things change quick. Unless we go on like a 20 game win streak, then we have a chance.
Oh yeah, because that's bound to happen. Is a 20 game win streak.
It's not going to happen unless Kyrie puts his team on his back and just says, "Hey guys, give me the ball. I'm scoring 40 points a game." Yeah, it's not going to happen.
Yeah, Kyrie would have to be Dwayne Johnson to fit this team in his back.
Yeah, but and the loss to the Trailblazers wasn't – the Trailblazers are a top 3 team, I think, in the West. They're playing really good as of late.
They're tied at the 3 seed right now with Oklahoma City.
They have a very, very deep team. So that, I mean, that's not a terrible loss, but you need to beat a team.
It's a bad
like
loss.
That.
We got our ass kicked by Mo Harkless.
Yeah, that was hard to see. And yeah, I mean, he played over Jake Layman, our hometown hero over here. But
I mean, Layman got his minutes.
He did.
He hit a shot. He got dusted by Jalen fucking on a fast break.
Yeah, I saw that tweet you put up, and I was watching it. But that was looking pretty bad. He tried to take the charge on that one. Yeah, I think, I wasn't going well.
He was in the open court.
Celtics team is just gross.
It's not good, and it's not looking better. I mean, this week we got the Rockets on Sunday afternoon at like 3:30. That's going to be a tough game. And then immediately we got Monday off, and then Tuesday we have the Warriors. So,
do you think? I think tonight they got to make a statement against the Wizards. So they're playing tonight at 8, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, by statement, I think they just need to win the game.
They need to win this game by a lot. The line right now is 10 points, and I don't even know why.
I don't even think Vegas must have, I don't even know if we're going to cover that right now.
Exactly. I don't know why Vegas is giving them 10 points. We've been playing, like, I don't know if they've been watching, but Celtics have been playing like crap lately. But if we lose this one, I think it's all hands on deck. Someone's got to go. Brad Stevens might be in trouble. If we're losing this game, if we lose
to the Wizards tonight, do you fire Brad Stevens?
You don't fire him, but you got to start talking.
Do you have a closed door meeting with him?
Yeah, 100%. Closed door meeting, and you got to be like, "Yo, Brad, what's going on here? Because this is bad. You just thought Wizards are not even that great of a team. I think they're out of the playoff picture right now, and they're terrible.
Wizards are the 11 seed right now. They're not good.
Yeah, and you're playing at home.
3-7 in their last 10.
Yeah, you got to get this one. This is a must win game.
Man.
Must win. And then if they lose, like I said, you got to talk to Brad. I think he's got to do
something. Home team, though. 17-12 at home. Only 8-24 at the road.
Who, the Wizards?
Wizards.
Yeah, this should be an easy win. It should be a must win, but who knows with this Celtics team right now. Because by the way it's looking, we might lose by 10 points.
Yeah. Very much. But, I mean, we need to beat the Wizards only because these next two games after that are the real challenges.
I mean, yeah, Houston at home and then Golden State on the road, which we always play Golden State well.
We play them well, but they also just play well. So, I mean, they haven't been playing great recently the last few games, but they also don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they really, like, as a team, have decided that the regular season is not something that matters.
No, and they don't care about getting the number one.
No, I mean, nothing. Like, I think they know they can beat pretty much anyone.
Yeah,
they really don't care about the regular season. Like, it's become clear. Like, they've almost become like complacent in the league. Like, after three or four years of just dominating, like, by now they're like just kicking their feet up.
Yeah, they're trying to rest, and they learned that over the years. They need rest because, I mean, a couple of years ago that hurt them. These guys were exhausted because they tried to win every single game, and they got the best record ever, but.
Yeah, I mean, there were some injury issues and all that, but on what was it? It must have been Wednesday when Dwayne Wade hit the buzzer beater against them.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah, down two, Dwayne Wade gets a shot blocked, gets it back, just last second heave off the backboard. But I mean, that was cute. Like, that was awesome for Dwayne Wade, and like he got the win. But the camera cut to Steph and KD on the sideline, and they're just laughing. They're just like smiling and watching the Heat celebrate on the court. Like, they just don't like it. They're unfazed. It's like they're playing like a rec league game, and like the result doesn't matter right now.
And I don't think they mattered as much because it was Dwayne Wade. It's one of the top 50 players of all time, let's say, and he's retiring this year. They were like, all right, this guy, he's retiring. He just hit a buzzer beater for the win. Like, and it was a nice shot, too. It was like crazy shot. So they were just joking around. They didn't really care, like you said.
Yeah, I mean, they couldn't give less of a shit right now.
No, unless unlike us, where we have to give a lot of shit right now.
I would say we're not giving enough.
And they're going on a 1-2-3-4-4 game road stretch right here against some pretty Sacramento's fighting for their lives. That's going to be a tough game.
Sacramento's not going to be an easy game. Like, they're because they're still in. I mean, they're the 9 seed right now. They're still very much in playoff contention. They're a very young team with plenty of pieces. I mean, like, in terms of depth, they have a very good young team. They really haven't put it together too well. And there's like obviously there's room, but.
They're going to be fighting. They're going to be like, all right, this is a Celtics team that's hurting. Well, we'll see going in. If Celtics go on to win the next three against Washington, Houston, and Golden State, they're going to be flying high. But if they go on to lose a majority of these games, I can see Sacramento just chopping up the bits just to beat us because they're hungry. They want to make the playoffs. And the Celtics just, I don't think they care right now.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, the right below the Kings, the 10 seed Lakers.
We're playing them too.
We're playing them, yeah. I mean, they beat us like a few weeks, month ago, but they look terrible. They look very, very bad.
That's a team we should beat.
LeBron announced his retirement, basically.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, he doesn't care at all about winning a basketball game. I mean, he's in the Warriors boat, but he doesn't, like, he has something. He walks around like acting like he has nothing to prove. He very much has something to prove.
Mm-hmm. He has to get this team to the playoffs this year.
Like, he has no record of, like, actually winning with nobody.
He did with the, not winning a championship, but he was in the Cavs his first, like,
yeah, in oh yeah, in 07.
Yeah,
against the Spurs. I mean, yeah, he very much led that team, but that was a hungry 25-year-old LeBron. He, like, at this point, he parades around, like, he prides himself right now on saying he has nothing left to prove to anyone, which is great, whatever. But now he's like, he's taking games off for rest here and there, like, way more, I mean, way more than he has in any other part of his career. He's getting injured, like, he's milking injuries, but on top of that, he doesn't play any defense. He blaming his teammates for anything that he does wrong, anything goes wrong. It seems like he has no accountability, and for some reason, he's so egotistical right now. Like, every time, like, the only storyline is the Lakers are shitting the bed, the team's falling apart, all this, and he just continues to, like, post his Instagram pictures of congratulating himself on achieving more and more personal stats. Like, congrats on my, like, basically congrats to me becoming ninth all-time in assists, not, like, I'm about to pass, like, once he passes Jordan for most points, it's like, oh, it's going to be such a pat on the back. Of, like,
what does he have to play for at that point? I mean, he has to play for, like, winning the most.
He is only playing to pad stats.
Yeah,
exclusively playing to pad stats.
I think he wants to win a couple more championships.
No, he doesn't. No, he could not care less about any more championships. If he wanted to win a championship, he'd be trying to win a championship. He's putting no effort into basketball.
Well,
right,
he can't win with this current Lakers team. I don't think he can win with this current roster.
Oh, you got
not a chance. I think he knows the season's done. He can't win with this team.
He can at least do. I mean, he can at least put, like, if you're you're telling me, like, just in terms of competitive drive, I don't like Kobe at all. Jordan really would never do this. Kobe would never do this.
No, they both
would
wouldn't.
Never in a million years do this. I can count very few superstar players that would just quit on a team like this.
Mm-hmm. Do you think he's regret coming to Los Angeles?
I don't think he regrets that, because now he's making Space Jam 2 coming out in like 2 years. He moved there the same reason that everybody moves to LA, and, like, including myself, it didn't work out. But but
I forgot about that.
Yeah, I know, right? But he's going there to get closer to everything and make more movies and make more shows where he sits in chairs and gives his opinions. And
so dumb.
It's just he's not, like, even playing badly. He's not even a basketball player right now. He's just like a personality.
Because, personality, figurehead, whatever you want to call him. It's sad to see, because the Lakers, I mean, they did have some trouble with injuries this year, and they're not the best team, but this team could make the playoffs. They're definitely, you have the best.
Certainly make the playoffs.
Supposedly, you have the best, one of the best three players in the world in your team. You should be making the playoffs if you have one of the best three players in the world. And I wouldn't even say LeBron's the best player in the world right now. Because
I wouldn't even put him in the top three.
Well, at the beginning of the season, you would have. But
I don't know if I would have.
All right, yeah, I mean, it's debatable. It's, I mean,
at this point,
it's 34,
35-year-old LeBron, like...
You think, yeah, like, Durant, obviously, above him. You probably have Curry even above him.
Yeah, Curry's a tough one, but, like he's very skilled, but he doesn't have the athleticism. But
you have Durant, probably Kawhi Leonard, both over him.
Durant, Kawhi, Giannis,
Anthony Davis.
Giannis is right on his level right now.
Yeah, and he's hungry.
But, like, to your point about him carrying the 07 team... This Lakers team is better than that 07 team.
They are. They're a little bit younger, but I mean,
their downfall is that they're in a better league. I mean, that 07, like, that the league in 07 was garbage.
Yeah, and the Western Conference is full with talented teams and young, hungry teams on the bottom.
Yeah, but I mean, talented teams doesn't excuse being behind the Sacramento Kings, the Clippers, who should have been like a bottom four team and are now the 8 seed.
Yeah,
Spurs have nobody and they're still the 7 seed. So the three teams right there that on paper the Lakers at the beginning of the season should have been above. And LeBron made no effort to be a real leader on the team whatsoever. He wanted everything to go his way from the get-go. I mean, they knew that that was going to happen going into it, but he came with that and just ruined, like, I mean, he ruined, like, a budding amount of talent, like, I would call it, he ruined a budding franchise, where him going there did not benefit them, and it does not benefit them.
No, it didn't.
With the
at
exception
all.
Of if they don't make any moves in free agency, LeBron had no reason to go there.
No, I mean, and it's tough for him because if they don't make any moves in free agency this year, they're going to be right in the same spot next year. Like, they're not going to be that good of a team. They're going to be fighting for, like, the last few seeds of the playoffs, and they're not going to go anywhere. I don't think they can. I mean, unless these young guys like Ball and Kuzma really improve their game, which I see them, they're both good players, but they're going to have to really step it up.
I mean, Kuzma is a very good. Kuzma is better than anybody LeBron had on that 07 team.
Yeah, but LeBron doesn't want to play with them.
Yeah, I would almost say the same thing could be said about Brandon Ingram. I don't know who would be better on that.
True, I mean, Brandon Ingram's not, like, terrible. He just not brought up enough. And
yeah.
And I don't think LeBron likes any of these young guys on his team.
No, that's the problem.
Yeah, there's no respect for him, and they haven't earned his respect yet. I mean, I guess. But this team, it's just bad. LeBron's leading the team with 26, almost 27 points a game. That's a lot of points. This might be the most points he's ever, not the most points he scored per season, but it's up there. He usually doesn't score this many points per season, I don't think.
No, because he actually facilitates.
Yeah, he has people on his team, which he should be
facilitating. Yeah, LeBron's at his best when he's a passer.
Yeah, and he's like Magic Johnson with those passes. He's a really talented passer. But, I mean, not a Magic Johnson level, but he's pretty darn close. And it doesn't look like he's trying to get this young team involved, which I don't mind. I really don't care if the Lakers make the playoffs, and I don't want to see LeBron in the playoffs either.
Oh no, by no means. I would love. I like. I'm going to cherish LeBron being out of the playoffs. I don't. But by no means would I like him to be there.
Or if he makes it in as the eighth seed, they're gonna have to play the Warriors for sure.
Oh, when they do, just
that would be funny to watch. I mean, he played them last year in the finals, and now he's got to play them this year in the first round of the playoffs with this team not looking good. Like that's gonna be pretty entertaining to watch. He's probably gonna cry.
Yeah, it'd be fun to see. I don't think they're even gonna get to that point, but it'd be fun to see.
They could get the A seed. The Clippers are a wishy-washy team. The Spurs, I think, are gonna make the playoffs.
Yeah, but I don't think the Lakers are making a push right now. They're how many? At least two games back right now.
They're three games back.
Three games back right now of.
And that's tough with
the Clippers, and they're not making a push for anything. Yeah. I mean, they're 4-6 in their last 10.
Yeah,
and they're there's no drive to make any push, and I don't think they're.
Yeah, and like I said, I don't mind that. It'll be a different season this year with LeBron not in the playoffs or LeBron not in the finals. We're gonna finally have a new team from the East making the finals, which will be exciting to watch. Hopefully, it's the Celtics, but even if it's not, it's still a new team with new faces in the finals.
Yeah, I mean it's gonna be nice to finally see LeBron left out of the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. And
speaking of left out, LaMelo Ball left off of the McDonald's All-American team. Lonzo's brother, his younger brother, whole storyline, played in Lithuania with the middle brother, LiAngelo, came back, decided to go back to high school, and is now in like some Ohio private school. He's ranked, you said, as the 13th best player by ESPN right now?
As of right now, they have him, ranked 13th.
So, I mean, you would think the top 13 player, like a top 13 player would get into the All-American game?
Yeah, the third best point guard in the country.
Yeah, so you assume he's left off for whatever.
His dad.
Yeah.
Because of his dad.
For whatever reasons. But what do you do when you're LeVar Ball?
Yeah,
your son gets left off a team, what do you do?
You start your own league.
You start your own All-American team.
It's a big baller move right there.
It's very, like, I
love it.
That's like if like Durant wins MVP and then Giannis goes, I'm going to be the G-MVP.
Yeah.
You're making up an All-American team? Like, but there's already the All-American team. You can't have like the All-American second. Is this going to be the All-American second team? Like, is this just going to be the last, like, the every guy who was left off?
He gets to pick the team. I think he's going to invite like actual All-Americans, like that are in the All-American game.
Oh, he's 100% going to try to snatch like regular All-American. Like,
I mean, it's whoever's hosting this game. Well, McDonald's and ESPN, I think, picks the teams. I don't know who picks the teams, but be the All-American game, but they're missing out.
Yeah, I don't think McDonald's corporate picks the basketball players.
No, they definitely don't. But you got to choose the Melo Ball to be in this game. You have to. Do you know how many people will tune in to watch that? I mean,
it is a crazy move from a marketing standpoint, leaving LaMelo off of this. Like, right now, can you name two other high school basketball players?
The only one I knew was Cole Anthony.
Yeah.
That's about it. I mean, I'm looking at the list now, and now that I'm looking at the names, I recognize some, like Nico Meninon, the tall, redheaded white guy.
Yeah.
He's pretty good, but some of these names, I have no clue.
Yeah, the All-American game, I mean, hasn't had any draw since God knows when. I don't remember the last time I've been excited for an All-American game, even last year when Zion was on it. But to have, you know, it's going to be a storyline if you have a Ball brother in anything, but especially in the McDonald's All-American game. People are going to tune in, significantly more people are, mm-hmm. and leaving him off just gives LeVar a platform to make another scene. Why would you do it?
He's going to make money off this game. He's going to start his own game. He's going to charge admission into the gym, and they're going to pack that gym with full of people. Like, people are going to want to go watch this game.
Yeah, no matter who's in it. People tend to go to things.
People love to watch LaMelo Ball play for some. I mean, he puts on a show.
He is a very good player right now.
He's a good player, but he's raw and he's cocky. I don't think he's ever going to be as good as Lonzo.
No, I don't either. But compared to where he was like 2 years ago before he went to Lithuania, I mean, he is improved like drastically. Yeah.
And I would like to see him get a chance on some college team, but even though he's not going to get a chance.
Well, that's the issue, is because he played in Lithuania. Mm-hmm. There's like a whole thing with the NCAA that he's technically like a professional. And, you know, I mean, the NCAA is the most stringent of organizations a lot like existing right now. So yeah. That, from what I've like read and shit, it's basically like for him to actually play in college, like he'd have to take a year off and he'd have to do this and that. And there's really no teams pursuing him right now because of that. So yeah. I don't know what his move is, if he's going to try to go somewhere and like sign with a college, or if he's just going to go overseas again, play a year professionally before going into the draft, or if he's going to play in the JBL or whatever. Like, I don't know what he's going to do.
I would see him going overseas.
Yeah,
play again for a year, because I mean, that's just going to make him better. And look at guys like Luka Doncic. They're going to point to him and be like, look at, he went and played pro overseas. I mean, he already was overseas, but look at how much that benefits players. I think going to Europe and playing a year of professional basketball doesn't hurt at all.
No.
Especially in a good league. I mean, he's not going to be playing in the Lithuanian league again. He's going to be playing in like...
Yeah, if he actually plays in like a legitimate league. I mean, Lithuanian juniors league he was in was not exactly...
I was watching some of those games, and he was just running up and down the court, just sprinting everywhere. And these guys, like tall white dudes, just couldn't even keep up with them.
Yeah.
But I couldn't even see him playing on a college team. Like, what top coach would want to like coach this kid?
I mean, I don't think he's as big of like a basket case as you're making him out to be. He's definitely calmed down. I don't think he cares as much about the light as his dad.
I haven't seen him in a while, like how his personality.
I mean, he's just playing. He looks like he's just playing. I feel like every game I've seen of him, like he's putting up like 30 points with 9 assists and 8 rebounds. Like, I mean, I'm sure he'll turn the ball over a lot. Like, he'll miss a lot of shots, but he's stuffing the stat line right now for a very good basketball team.
Spire Institute.
Yeah, they got that 7'7 kid who, I mean, I don't think he plays much because he's the weirdest looking kid of all time. But they also have, I forget the kid's name, but they have like one of the top recruits.
They do. I don't know if he's in the top 100 with LaMelo. Let me just check.
He's got to be in the top 100. But
yeah, who knows? I've never heard of the Spire.
I don't know how it works like with the All-American game like that. Lonzo's at such like a weird high school. Like, it's not like a... like, it's like a weird kind of private high school. I don't know how that like...
Well, like Chino Hills is a, I mean, that's a... So most of these people, like IMG Academy, that's a private school. A lot of guys come out of there. I don't see... Oh, there's an... Yeah, there's Rocket Watts Jr. He's coming out of Spire. He's 29th on the list.
Yeah, Rocket Watts. That's what it
is. Yeah, he's...
His name is Rocket Watts.
Yeah, it's a sick name.
Junior. That's a really good name.
And he's playing at Michigan. He committed to Michigan State next year. So, I mean, he's going to a top school, college basketball program right there.
Yeah, and Michigan State's out of a guy again named Rocket Watts.
Yeah, they're gonna have fun with him next year. He's a... what position is he?
He's like a small forward.
He's a point guard. Yeah, he's a point guard. He plays the same position as...
how tall is he?
What?
How tall
is
he?
He's only 6'2". Hold on.
Oh, then he can jump.
6'2". Yeah, he's only 6'2". He's not really...
Then he can jump, because I've seen him throw down.
Have you? I've never seen him play. But he must be decent if he's going to Michigan State. Couple teams wanted him.
Yeah.
But I would love to see just LaMelo Ball play college basketball if he could for a year. I would like to, like, imagine him with Coach K. That'd probably be the funniest thing.
Oh, it'd be awesome. Like, all of Coach K's superstars leave, and then he just ships in LaMelo Ball.
It would be a sight to see.
Loses Zion and RJ and just gets LaMelo.
LaMelo. He'd probably just be like, nah, I quit.
I think he'd have a heart attack.
Like, he probably would. Yeah, he's probably close to having that now with Zion not being there. But yeah. But this Celtics team, this week's gonna be tough. This four game road streak. These next four games on the road, even tonight, like we said, who knows? They could lose this game by 10 tonight, even though they're 10-point favorite.
Yeah, I'm not confident at all right now.
Like, Kyrie's got to step up. This whole team has to step up. I mean, like, I was talking about this with Nick Quags earlier. The only person I'm not mad at on this team is Al Horford.
But he's innocent Al. He does. Like, you don't hear anything out of Al Horford.
And he's playing decent. He's putting up stats. He's just being Al Horford. Yeah,
that's why you have an Al Horford on your team. He does Al Horford things like this.
I think he needs to step up and be a leader too.
Certainly. I mean, if he is at all, like, if he has any abilities to be a leader, which I don't know how much of it he has shown.
He has to. He's the oldest one on the. I mean, I think he's the oldest one on this team.
Seniority is important.
I think he's the second best player on this team right now, behind Kyrie.
Yeah,
and he really needs to step up and be like, guys, this is gonna be my team now, because I don't think Kyrie's capable of being a leader from the looks of it.
Yeah,
I really don't. He's not showing leadership. He's one of the best players in the league, but he can't. He's not.
I mean,
he's not a leader.
I mean, it starts at coaching, and I mean, Brad Stevens isn't doing anything to keep this team together right now. So,
hot seat for him.
Hot seat, Brad Stevens.
You think potential of firing Brad Stevens?
Not this season.
Not this season. Maybe at the end of the season, or I don't know.
No, I don't. I think he will be the head coach next season.
Yeah, they gotta. I mean, I don't even know who they would bring in, even if they did fire him. But
Thibodeau, bring back Tibbs.
I wouldn't mind Tibbs.
I would. I would really mind Tibbs.
Really? Okay. Yeah. We'll see. We'll see what happens. I doubt Brad's ever going to get fired. He said the F word on the court the other day. But
yeah, he's fiery. And then he didn't get ejected against.
I don't think he can ever get ejected.
Against Portland. I mean, there was like a very clear like holding call or no call. I mean, he like was like Jalen got like grabbed going out of bounds and just didn't call anything. And Brad was pissed, but he should have gotten himself tossed if he cared anything about morale.
No, yeah, he needs to, like, fire up this team more. He needs to start yelling, swearing more. I don't know what he needs to do, but this dude is – he's too lackadaisical. He's too just like, hey, yeah, guys, we tried. Like, good win, good loss, whatever. Like, this guy needs to fire up this team because we haven't heard much about him, like, in the locker room. Like, we don't know what he's doing.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't gotten the Hard Knocks Celtics edition. But,
no, I would love to see it right now. That would be a great time.
Yeah, absolute dumpster fire. All right, so I think we'll leave it there for right now.
Awesome.
It's episode 7 of the Rafters podcast. Could be a very big week for the Celtics. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, stay tuned. All right. It keeps on raining, that is gone.